thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Before we begin, everyone do me a favor and read a little thing I wrote called the Federalist Papers. Yeah. I explain how a nation's unlikely to survive without a strong central government to keep it alive. When I launched the central bank, Jefferson called me ill. Now you have my face to thank on every $10 bill. When America was cash-strapped, I pushed past that. Now some sicko makes crypto, and our nation backtracks.
Decentralized currency, yes, I invented it. I'm sure many governments wish they had prevented it. The national cash is how they keep control. But freedom to the people was my ultimate goal. Am I a pseudonym, a group of men? It doesn't even matter. Nope. I invented Bitcoin because fiat is a disaster. A man from Japan or a damn hologram. I'm the reason open season on crypto began.
Does anybody know what this crypto thing means? Nope. To me, sounds like the new get broke quick scheme. A bunch of fools from across the land investing in something they don't even understand. Buying Litecoin cash, Bitcoin cash. It's all gonna crash and be gone in a flash. All this unsupported money's an irrational prank. And I'll be laughing all the way to my national bank.
Yeah, dude, super funny.
Welcome to the Tokens Radio Show, and my name's Christy Matthews. I'm here with Linda Kent and Cameron Walfort, and we're thrilled to spend the next hour with you. Our show's about blockchain technology like Bitcoin, DeFi, NFTs, the metaverse, and so on. Blockchain technology is quickly evolving and affecting every corner of society. Every week, we'll highlight recent blockchain-related news events and have guests who will talk about a blockchain project that they're involved in and how it will impact our lives, like Mike Waters from Quest Crypto, who will be on at the bottom of the hour. Please join the conversation by calling in at 530-605-4567 or in the chat room at KCNR1460.com or join our telegram group at t.me Tokens Radio Show. That's Tokens Radio Show on Telegram. The topics discussed on the show are not financial advice, and we're not financial advisors, so be sure to discuss any financial matters with a qualified financial advisor.
And today's show is brought to you by the Shasta Bitcoin Summit and Retreat. Are you worried about the rising cost of living, especially on a fixed income? Are you worried about why Bitcoin is called a store of value? How do you crypto-only IRAs work? And can crypto portfolios be professionally managed? Over the course of 2 days, these and several other topics will be covered at the Shasta Bitcoin Summit and Retreat on Friday and Saturday, March 18th and 19th, 2022. It's the first event of its kind in Shasta County, and there are two different options for learning. The two-day pass gets you into the high-stakes retreat, where you will spend the first day learning from experts in investing, analysis, research, and mining, while you bask in the fresh air and then take a tour of the Shasta Caverns, where you will hear a presentation in the Cathedral Room and also tour the lake on the Cavern Queen. The second day is the Bitcoin Summit, the main event where everyone comes together. Each day includes lunch. If you can't make the retreat, tickets are available for the summit. Get all the details at ShastaBitcoinSummit.com. Again, that's ShastaBitcoinSummit.com. And the tickets are going quick, so get yours now at ShastaBitcoinSummit.com.
All right, and we're going to start today's show about sharing how we got here, how the three of us got this started, and three things about blockchain or related things that we are excited about in this world. So I guess I will start. How we got started was my good friend Christy here came to me one day. Well, we were doing other projects. We were doing real estate and stuff. And she came to me one day and said, hey, have you heard about this cryptocurrency stuff? And I said, yeah, kind of. You know, I don't know if I'm really understand it. I'm a little afraid of it. And so as time went by, she kept feeding me. And I said, you know, if you hold my hand, I'll do it. And she says, I'll hold your hand, basically. And I said, cool, count me in. So we got started with that, and then it progressed to doing meetups and, you know, talking with other people and finding out there was a lot of people in the community that had either the same fears or the same wants or both. So we got started, and then we met Cameron, and we've just evolved from there. So that's basically how I got into it. Cameron?
Yeah, so back at the beginning of 2021 was when I really took the plunge into crypto. I was dipping my toes over the past 5 or 6 years, but nothing significant enough to actually make money, unfortunately. But as the bull run at the beginning of the year took place and these meme coins started popping off and I saw how much money was going into this, I ended up pulling out all of my stock money and moving over to crypto and started chasing hype for a little while and just trying to get in on the next big thing before it took off. And then in search of that, I decided to find my own company, and it's called Lightlist. And using that, it's the track essentially investor interest, and that's how I met up with Christy and Linda, and
that's okay.
So anyway, I just was very into where all this hype was coming from, and then as I started researching it and trying to find true winning projects, I came to understand the underlying utility and function of blockchain technology and the underlying Web3 technology, and it got me very, very excited. So I'm excited to be here, and if Christy would like to tack on her story.
Well, I'm along with both of you in that regard. Linda and I were working on some other projects, as she had stated, and came across a YouTube influencer and signed up for his event that he had early last year. And it was a very small group of people, and it was some things that he had said. This is Ben Semchese, known as Bitcoin Ben on YouTube. And what he said during his event resonated with me in that it hit my desire to teach and help people. And so I went to Linda and says, you know, we have a duty to go out and talk to people about this and teach people about this, because it is so – this is going to impact everybody's life in every aspect of society. And what a great way to go out and help people that are in our own community and help them come into adoption. Because this is happening whether we like it or not.
True.
So we might as well be moving forward with it and helping people. So that's how we got started, and we formed a company called Bitcoin 530, and what we do is we do meetups, we do one-on-one teaching, and we do classroom environments, and we do Zoom meetings. We meet with people and help them set up their wallets, and it's like from A to Z. Whatever somebody needs, we help them with.
So everybody's at a different stage.
Exactly. You bet.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there's such a gap between the younger generation, very much, you know, like yourself. I think you're even out of that gap, Cameron. But you look at the Gen Zers, for instance, they grew up with this technology. It is so normal for them. And for us, as baby boomers on the other end of the spectrum,
people,
you know, it is not natural for us. But what we can do is bridge the gap between those generations and help bring our worldly experience in terms of financial responsibility and investing and all of that, and bring it to the Gen Zers who are a little bit more willing to take risks and don't have that worldly experience. And there's room for all of us.
Mm-hmm. That is for sure. So I know we're getting close to break time. So we do have a commercial that we want to get out there. Lightlist.
Yes, so Lightlist is the bridge between ambitious investors and remarkable innovation. As mentioned earlier, at the beginning of the year, there was a crazy hype that followed meme coins taking off and then rapidly crashing shortly after, where few people got rich, many people came out without...
Go ahead.
Many people came out without any real profits, and the reason for this being is that a meme coin is just something that its underlying value is based in hype and market speculation, whereas what Web3 and blockchain technology really offers is a utility function that is unparalleled by traditional finance. So if you're looking to get in on the next big thing and see where investors in the know are looking and shining, then visit lightlist.io and replace the I's with ones. So that's L1GHTL1ST.io, or you could do .com and it will redirect you to the same page.
All right. If you have any questions or comments for us today, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Skipping down the sidewalk the other day, got my phone in my hand with my tunes on play, looking at my wallet app to see if I wanna buy any more BTC.
Bitcoin, blockchain, Bitcoin.
I'm checking out Bitcoin market prices. Apple don't want it on their devices. Governments, they don't understand it. That's just how Satoshi planned it. Central bank, they don't know what to think. They want to control it, but they don't own it. Now they control, we stole it. Wish I know who to thank for making me my own bank. Satoshi Nakamoto, a real life superhero.
This is your Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial.
Hey, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. Now is an amazing time to buy. Interest rates have been lower than they have ever been, but the thing that's different about this refinance boom is house prices are up and they're continuing to appreciate. For every 1% that interest rates go down, you qualify for 10% more on your buying power. In the midst of this digital age, there is still great value in having a person that can hear about your situation and come up with the best mortgage plan, loan type for your particular circumstance. There is great value in meeting with a lender who is local that you can meet with face-to-face. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to set up a time to meet and figure out the best game plan for your situation.
To learn more about your home buying options, contact Mortgage Matt. Call 999-9000, Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage lender. NMLS 1162668.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
All I knew this morning when 'cause I know something now, know something now I didn't before. And all I've seen, I'm flogging onto the cypherpunk list. Cryptography, decentralized money, back to Toshi, making me feel like I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now.
And this part of the show has been brought to you by Bitcoin 530. Are you new to crypto? Are you not alone? You are not alone. There are new terms to learn, coins or tokens. Is there a difference? The changing economy is hard to understand. It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do, but it doesn't have to be that way. Whether you need help with how to get started or how to set up a wallet or how to move currency off or on an exchange or to make sure your cryptos are secure, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you there by the hand to help you build the confidence to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io. And with that, before we went to the break, we were talking about three things that we were excited about. And so I'll go ahead and give my three things. My three things basically are the blockchain. I find it very intriguing. There's a lot to it that I didn't understand when I got started with this. And once I got into it, it made me feel very secure in what I was doing with investing or getting involved in cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and all that. The second thing that I got excited about really was when I got to understanding about blockchain was because we're politically involved, some of us, more than others and quite a bit, is how it could secure our elections, because our elections are a very big thing in the way our country is going and what we can do about elections. So blockchain could play a very big part in that and be good for us. And then my third thing is health. Again, because of how secure the blockchain really is, the vaccines, the mandates, health records, and all that crap that we're dealing with, and they want all your information out there in a computer, and, yeah, there's no problem here. I find it, again, knowing the blockchain, it will secure my medical records a lot better than it would other places. And so, and still be able to access your information, not where everybody can, but anyway. So that's kind of my three things that really excite me about after I got to know how it works, what it can do for me in my personal life. And so.
You know, and just to say something about the medical records, I mean, even though we're on an electronic system now, try to get your medical records someplace that has never seen you. They may not be able to access the system, but on the blockchain, they'll be able to get it.
Yes, and you'll be able to follow. You'll be able to follow the transactions. You'll know who's doing what, where, when. So there you go.
Yeah, and so for me personally, they could really all be summed up into just this realm of opportunity that the blockchain presents, and that comes from shattering natural monopolies through tokenized utilities and data. Right now, the reason that you or I can't go become internet service provider is because it's extremely impractical, or if we wanted to compete with PG&E, these are natural monopolies. Well, using this pre-existing infrastructure, we're going to be allowed to participate in these natural monopolies like never before, and that's going to be due to this decentralized technology. And further along those lines is, you don't have to be Jeff Bezos or related to a Trump to go and start yourself a multi-billion-dollar company, as many of these people that are starting these companies right now are entrepreneurs that were just out of work on COVID and now they're running multi-billion-dollar industries or companies in the biggest industry coming. And on top of all of it, and it kind of really ties in with everything, it's this idea of direct participation, where there's no middleman between you and whatever service you're getting or service you're providing, what you're providing, there's designated value to that, and that's going to you. So with Uber, for the customer, there's a value for what they're getting, but then it's a significantly lower value for the driver on what they're getting in return. The mm-hmm. customer's, you know, paying $50 for a ride, and the driver's getting $32, and someone that's not involved in that ride is, you know, getting that other, you know, almost half of it. So what I really look forward to with the blockchain technology is the elimination of that middleman and right. allowing yes. us all proper and proportionate share for our participation.
I echo that entirely. I'm excited about the blockchain for similar reasons. It's a trustless system that, ironically, you'll be able to trust because there is no middleman. We're moving from a trust industry to an authentication industry, and blockchain provides the authentication so that that middleman is removed from the picture. You know, there's other projects that I'm excited about, like Quest Crypto, where, you know, Mike Waters is going to be with us here in just a few minutes to talk about how to tokenize your real estate rights. It's an amazing technology.
Yes,
another project I'm excited about is the City Coin. Here, if anybody's been paying attention to what's going on in local politics, we're constantly clamoring for grant money and having to go through a checklist of 80, 90 things just to go ahead and qualify for a grant that might be given to two counties out of the entire state. And here you've given up so much of our own autonomy within our community and put ourselves out there and just to qualify for a grant that we don't get. So I'm excited about that. The City Coin will allow us to take care of more of our own local business with local governance. It's exciting.
Yeah, and I just want to add to both of yours. I'm excited about those things, too. There's just so much to be excited about. To, you know, kind of go over three things is kind of hard. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's
an all-day conversation.
So much, yeah, much to it. And there's so much good that can become of it. That, you know, it's hard to pinpoint it down. So
luckily, we have more than just this one episode to cover those things, though. So.
Yeah, thank goodness we do.
This is an ever-evolving subject, and it's going to outlive our lifetime, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing a lot of different areas in this world. So, all right, with that, I will read... It's an ad for Shasta Bitcoin Summit and Retreat. Okay, so Shasta Bitcoin Summit and Retreat. Are you worried about the rising cost of living, especially on a fixed income? Are you wondering why Bitcoin is called a store of value? How do crypto-only IRAs work? Can crypto portfolios be professionally managed? In 2 days, these and several other topics will be covered at the Shasta Bitcoin Summit and Retreat. On Friday and Saturday, March 18th and 19th, 2022. It's the first event of its kind in Shasta County. And at this summit, there's going to be two options. You can do a two-day pass that gets you access to the high-stakes retreat where you'll spend the first day learning from experts, investing, analysis, research, and mining while you bask in the fresh air. Then take a tour of the caverns where you will hear a presentation of the in the cathedral room. And also tour the lake on Cavern Queen. The second day is a Shasta Bitcoin Summit, the main event where everyone comes together. Each day includes lunch. If you can make the retreat, tickets are available for the summit. Get all the details at ShastaBitcoinSummit.com. Tickets are going quick, so get yours now. Again, that's at ShastaBitcoinSummit.com. We are going to go to a break, and when we come back, we are going to have our guest, Michael Waters. Michael Waters is the Chief Technology Officer for Quest Crypto. Couldn't get that out, guys. Quest empowers people to take back their financial health through real estate secure crypto. So as soon as I believe he's not on the phone yet, we'll go to a break. Hopefully when we get back, he'll be on the phone. So with that, You are listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Come on, huddlers, gather around. There's a new sheriff in town. Banks are on the run from BTC. So hide your children, hide your wives. Wall Street crews catching knives. Everyone wants a piece, including me. There are those who've come around, try to take the whole thing down. Controlling what's in Satoshi gave for free. So ask your questions, tell your lies, and throw it on an open diamond. Cross whatever border that you please.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it is my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes, who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is Tokens Radio Show here with Christy Matthews, Linda Kent, and Cameron Walfort. Today's show is brought to you by the Shasta Bitcoin Summit and Retreat. Are you worried about the rising cost of living, especially on a fixed income? Are you wondering why Bitcoin is called a store of value? How do crypto-only IRAs work? Can crypto portfolios be professionally managed? Well, over 2 days, these and several other topics will be covered at the Shasta Bitcoin Summit and Retreat on Friday and Saturday, March 18th and 19th, 2022. It's the first of its kind of an event in Shasta County. Tickets are going quick. Get your tickets now at ShastaBitcoinSummit.com. That's ShastaBitcoinSummit.com.
And with that, we do have our guest on the line. We've got Michael Waters. He is the Chief Technology Officer of Quest Crypto. Quest empowers people to take back their financial health through real estate secured crypto. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that. Kind of had a little hiccup there, but we appreciate you coming on the line with us to talk about your company. So tell
Thanks
us a little.
Me.
You bet. So tell us something about Michael.
Well, I've been a real estate investor for 20, I'm not going to say anything more than that. I'll date myself. But it's been longer than 20 years and less than 35 years as a real estate investor. And as a real estate investor, you know, it would often be the most common problem that I would have would be that on paper I would have millions of dollars, but in reality I didn't because, you know, real estate is a very non-liquid asset. You can easily rack up millions of dollars in equity, but not have cash flow. And so it's a problem that all real estate investors have all had since, you know, we've started. And it's actually also a common problem that anyone that owns a home has. They have equity and they can't get access to it. So
Right. That's
really the birthplace of where Quest Crypto came to be was, you know, I wanted to figure out how I could get into my equity without getting into burdensome debt and other such instruments that are traditional. And as I started watching the crypto markets grow, and I go, there is $5 trillion sitting in crypto, and you can't get it out. And if I could get access to that with real estate, then I could really take control of my destiny by just using my own property as collateral. And that's where Quest Crypto came from, was the idea that everybody that has equity should be able to use it to liberate themselves.
It's a phenomenal project. There's so many aspects about it. I've listened to you speak a couple of times and had some offline conversations with you, and it's just the things that you can do about tokenizing property rights are amazing. Can you talk a little bit about that, Mike, you know, especially about the replacement, so-called replacement of a reverse mortgage, for instance, and how that might work for, you know, the typical homeowner?
Sure. So, first of all, before I go into that, one of the things to understand is we are not a real estate secure coin. That's real easy to say that we're a real estate secure coin, but we actually deal in real estate rights. Right. That's what we actually secure. So it's important to understand. The average homeowner thinks they own a home, and when you ask them if they own a home, they think that's what they own. But when you start digging into what they own and ask them questions, they quickly realize they own what's called right.
Yes.
For example, you can own the right of equity, the right of rent, the right of subsurface water rights, etc. Those are all separate rights that you own when you own land. And so that's important in our discussion. If you look at a reverse mortgage, for example, this is a product where somebody loans you money and you make an agreement to give them the right to own the property, but after you're dead. And you exchange the right of equity where you say, I will use my equity now and then the interest that I owe you will eat up the rest of the equity. And after I'm dead, you can take the property. And if there's any equity left, then that would go to my heirs. In a typical reverse mortgage, there's very little left when the person using it passes on and leaving very little left for the heirs. With our product, what we do is we just say, let's just sell the right of equity now. Let's just sell 100% of the right of equity. Let's create cryptocurrency on that and let the homeowner spend it at will.
Right.
And they do not have to sell the house when the person passes. They can pass the house on to somebody else in their family because it's attached as a right of occupancy is also attached. There's no conditional occupancy attached to that, to our product. It's just attached to the equity. And when you understand that we attach the token just to the equity, and you understand that the equity owner, the person who buys the token, they don't want you to sell the property.
Right.
They want to have a token that has a value that's attached to something real. And you selling that token means they get money and more than what they paid for it, of course, but now they got to go find another place to put their money and they'd rather just leave it there.
Right.
So this product allows essentially for everybody in America that owns property to have a land-backed dollar in their pocket.
I can imagine for the investor that this is a game changer for the investor owner. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. Let's take someone who owns a fourplex And let's say the fourplexes have four units at $2,000 a month rent. So that's $8,000 a month rent. Their mortgage payment is about $4,000, and then the cost to maintain the property is about $2,000. And so they spend about $6,000 in between debt service and maintaining the property to collect $8,000 in rent. So they're making about $2,000 cash positive, and all they need is one tenant to vacate and not fulfill, or one unit to be trashed. It takes them 3 months to fix, and they're now at negative cash flow. This is a very common problem that investors have.
It is.
And so I have this all the time, where I'd have very profitable rental properties that something would happen and the cash flow would get interrupted. Remember, in this scenario, we talked about four units. We talked about an $8,000 rental income, and we talked about $6,000 in costs. And maybe this person, maybe this property owner has, say, $200,000 in equity. What we would do with Quest Crypto is we would attach to the equity only, not to rent, not to anything else, just to the equity. We would attach cryptocurrency to 100% of the value of the property. What this would do is this would reduce the, and then we would sell that crypto. This would reduce the mortgage to zero. So now that $4,000 that the property owner was spending on a mortgage is now eliminated. Property owner now has $200,000 in their pocket. So now they have $200,000 they can go out and do something else with. And now the $8,000 in rent that they were collecting goes in their pocket rather than to a mortgage company. Now they're still responsible for taxes. They're still responsible for insurance. They're still responsible for maintenance. So this isn't going to be a free ride. They're still going to expend that. But when they don't have a mortgage, now they can really maintain that property better. They can replace the air conditioning units that are getting close to, that they were waiting on the budget to fix. They can replace those now. They can maybe get the roof upgraded. Maybe they can build a parking garage to increase the rent, raise the rent, and therefore raise the equity.
So I just want to interject in here, Michael. So then if somebody doesn't pay their rent or trashes the place, or, you know, leaves them hanging, they're not going to be running in the negative on their monthly income.
Absolutely not. That's the beautiful part about it. Because now they've got $8,000 a month rent, one tenant vacates, they still have $6,000, and their expenses are probably around 2 to 3.
Nice.
So they're still well into the profit margin. They can take the time to remodel the unit correctly. They can put in the right upgrades. They can take their time, make it nice, and put a new tenant in.
Nice.
That's a game changer for investors. And it also, well, hopefully would eliminate the slumlord. I mean, if they're working under Quest Crypto, the way that the protocol is set up is that properties are always in good shape. Is that right?
Correct. We set up the system so that maintenance is a required object. And most of the time, it's my experience that slumlords are not slumlords because they are dirty, rotten, horrible people.
Right.
Oftentimes, they're in a fixed rent where the rent is only so much.
Mm-hmm.
The equity is either sucked up into debt or it's sucked up into something else that makes it so they can't use it. And so most of these guys that operate these properties that we call slumlords are really just landlords that operate on a razor's thin profit margin.
Yeah. They do.
And with that, I don't mean to interrupt here, but we're going to need to go to a break. So if you want to call in and have a question or comment for Michael, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas, which has, you know, affected the supply and demand of this market. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Talk about the value of using a local mortgage company and why Megastar Financial.
The nice thing about us being local is our accessibility. You mean people can meet with us in a safe way, but whatever people are comfortable with. We can do an application process online on our website, or we can do an application together over the phone.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
Welcome back. I'm Cameron. I'm here with Linda and Christy Matthews. Linda's last name isn't Matthews also. Sorry about that.
They call me a lot of things, so we're good.
This next segment is brought to you guys by the brightest token on Binance Smart Chain, Lyte, available on Lytelist. Using Lyte, investors are empowered to shine on their favorite projects, facilitating their successful launch and optimizing their odds at long-term success. Users interested in the project can go to lightlist.io. That's lightlist with ones instead of I's. So lightlist.io to find out more. Thank you very much.
And we want to welcome you back, Michael.
Oh, welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, we always have to have, you know, pay those people that help sponsor us, you know.
Always got to somehow one way or another to keep the lights on. I get it.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. So I know we still have a few minutes left. What else would you like to cover for the people to know, maybe like how to get a hold of you and things like that? And what other part of the business would you like to expand on for the people out there?
I think the most important thing to understand is what we're on is a groundswell of letting people, you know, there's, for every person that's got a couple million dollars in the bank and they invest in real estate, there's probably 1,000 or 2,000 or more of those people that wish they could be a real estate investor or that they could invest in real estate, but they're told they can't because they only have a few $1,000s or maybe even only a dollar. Quest Crypto is expanding that ability. Anybody with a dollar in their pocket could buy as low as a dollar in equity on any investment property that's in the system. And they would allow them their dollar to grow at the rate of the equity. And putting it on blockchain makes it so that everybody can participate equally in that investment. You know, smart contracts and, you know, simple governance make it so that everybody is treated equally, fairly, and on a level playing field. That is the first thing that Quest Crypto is trying to do, is expand the world so that everybody can invest. And the second thing that we're wanting to do is we're wanting to send the message that we don't need to be held hostage by the banks anymore. Mm-hmm. Our equity and the things that we worked hard for, our properties, are our biggest asset, and we can instantly use them with Quest Crypto. We are, for those that want to contact me, they can email me at Mike at Quest Crypto. I get a ton of emails. So, you know, if I don't respond right away, just realize I get a ton of emails. But, you know, if you have any questions about the product, we are about ready to make some major announcements of some major projects we've got going on to the world. These are really, really high-profile projects, and it's going to change the world. I'll make one of those announcements on the radio today. There's going to be an NBA arena built in Nevada called the AllNet Arena, and the official name on that will be the Quest Crypto Arena. We've already purchased the rights.
Very nice.
Congratulations. That is great. Yes. So I do have a question going back with something you said. You know, if somebody has a dollar in their pocket, then anybody can be involved in this. So a person could be involved in multiple properties, correct? Because they could buy in at whatever percent they could afford. So they could own multiple properties or have a percent of ownership in multiple properties, correct?
Right. Instead of a percentage of ownership, think about it like a token. So on a $1 million property, there would be a million tokens issued. And you could own, if you had $100, you could own 100 tokens in 100 $1 tokens in 100 different properties.
If I could touch on, just for simplicity with people that aren't really familiar with how tokens work, if you're trading in traditional finance, fractional shares I think are a really good comparison. Not everyone can afford a share of Google, but everyone can afford a dollar of Google, or, you know, everyone that can afford it does afford it. And it's just another way of presenting more options to investors that are looking to take part in the fields of finance that are traditionally reserved for wealthier investors. So I really think that sounds really interesting. I've been reading about your project the whole time we've been on, just reviewing the documentation on your page. I really, really like it. It looks really interesting.
Thank you. That's the message we're sending, is that you don't need to be a Wall Street investor to invest in real estate. You can invest it with very little money, and because it's managed by a smart contract, your dollar is protected the same way in a deal that Warren Buffett's would be protected, in the identical way, because of tokenization and smart contracts. Nobody gets preferential treatment.
Could I ask how you stabilize your Quest token?
Sure. The Quest token is stabilized against property value. And so if a property is worth, say, $1 million, and we issue 1 million tokens, the value matches the asset. However, we do carry insurance on the property. We carry both an insurance and a bond on every property. And that bond guarantees that if the property goes down in value, that the bond will be the one that will step in and cover the loss. So the token can never be worth less than what the customer pays for it.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's cool. Well, Mike, we want to thank you for being on the show today, and we just want to let everybody know that if they want to know more about the project, you're going to be coming out here to the summit in March 18th and 19th, and that's going to be
very
exciting. Yes,
yeah, we're excited that you're coming.
Too.
Yeah,
and then people will be able to get into a deep dive conversation. There's, you barely touched on the things that your project does cover. I mean, there's, you know, such as carbon credits and municipal bonds and all sorts of things that we just don't have time to talk about today. So, folks, you're going to be able to meet Mike personally at the Shasta Bitcoin Summit on March 18th and 19th of 2022. You know, Mike, it's been a pleasure having you here today, and thank you very much.
Before we let you go, I do have a question. I know it's a question that, real quick, that I've had come to me about you. I understand you have three patents, and where people say, well, I can't find them. How would they find those patents?
Well, they're patents pending.
Okay.
A true patent takes about 7 to 10 years before you finally get it awarded.
Okay.
But you go through the patent pending process, and in the patent pending process, they are filed and no one can copy you. 90% of consumer products on the market say patent pending on the back. They don't say patent because of that.
All right. Well, thank you for clarifying that up for us, because I do know I've had people ask that question of me, so I really appreciate you answering that and giving that information.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's great. And, again, I want to say thank you for coming on and look forward to meeting you once again. I met you in Utah. I really liked what you had to say and still like what you have to say to help the people out there.
It's a great project.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
You have a wonderful day.
We'll talk with you soon.
All right. Okay, that was a interesting call. A lot of information in that.
Yeah, one of the things that we didn't get to talk about that was really exciting is the carbon credits. And what hits home here is the wildfires that we've had. The carbon credits would allow us to tokenize our forest, and they would be insured. So let's say if we had a wildfire come through here, we've had promises where our forest would be replanted, and we're still waiting for that to happen. But if we happen to have a fire where we've tokenized our forest, then we would have our forest replanted because it's insured. That's just one of many things. Municipal bonds are incredible. That's another way of taking local control and local governance without having to look to the state or the federal government for permission or for funding. We would be able to do it on our own.
And so, again, I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt, but people can learn more and learn more in depth on those subjects as well as many other ones with the summit that's coming up in March, and that's March 18th and 19th, and it will be at Wind River. And we got a little bit more information you want to get out there on the summit, Christy?
Yeah, the summit is, if you can get tickets at ShastaBitcoinSummit.com, that's ShastaBitcoinSummit.com. You can download the brochures. There's sponsorship and advertising opportunities. You can bring your whole office with you, reserve a table, save some money. Lunch is provided on both of the days. It's going to be information packed. Bring your business card so you have opportunity to network with people. It should be a fun event. We're also going to have a virtual reality suite there, and just have a lot of fun that day. Actually, over both of the days.
Speakers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the speaker list is still growing.
And it's going to be covering a lot of different topics in this realm, in the crypto world. So it all depends on where you're at. You know, there's going to be a place for you, whether you're just a beginner or you've been in it a long time or you're a huge investor, whatever. There's going to be information for you no matter what level you are.
And I got to add, you know, our very own Cameron Walfort is going to be speaking on the main stage that day. So we're very excited.
Yeah, and thank you very much.
And I do believe we have him next week talking about his project,
absolutely,
don't we?
Yes.
You're in the hot seat next week.
I'll be looking forward to it. If I could just leave everyone going out with a note really quick. The future came here about 10 years ago on technology called Web3, and it's just waiting for everyone to see it and adopt it. So if you are behind right now, there's no time like the present to check out Bitcoin 530 or any other local resources, online resources. You don't want this to get away from you. You're then feel like the slug at a horse race if you're not on DeFi before it takes off. So,
awesome. And with that, I think we're coming to the end of the show. I don't know, anybody else got anything else?
No.
I think that's it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, and we will see you next week. And you've been listening to Token Talk Radio.
Tokens
radio show. Oh, see, I got it wrong. Sorry, guys. And with that, we'll see you next week.
things are and the way things ought to be. He gave us all a protocol this world had never seen. Or Bitcoin, as you're going into the old blockchain. Or Bitcoin, I know.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.